Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
County Councilman Ernie Trakas to join us this morning from County Council District number 6. And Ernie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, glad you could be with us this morning. So just to run down what happened yesterday, there were a couple of bills that got defeated on a 4-3 vote, if I'm correct. One would have required approval by the county council to extend a state of emergency declared by the county executive, and the other would have required approval of the council to extend orders from the health department. Both of those got voted down. I know you voted against one of them, if I'm correct. Why did you do that?
Actually, Mark, I voted against both of them.
Okay.
And the reason is, before the meeting, we had received a detailed memorandum from the county councilor pointing out legal infirmities with both bills. And what's most important is that whatever we passed, and let me preface this by, there's no one that wants to rein in the county executive more than I do. But I don't want to waste our time and give people false hope by passing a bill that is unenforceable. And that's what we were faced with yesterday. Two pieces of legislation that, even if passed, could have been ignored with impunity by the counselor's office in terms of enforcing them. Or if challenged legally by the executive, we would have lost in court. So I've already filed memoranda with the county councilor requesting that she draft new legislation correcting and addressing the infirmities in the two bills that were submitted yesterday. I fully expect to introduce that legislation next Tuesday, and we will have legally enforceable and sound ordinances that will, in fact, be enforceable and unavoidable with respect to the county executive and the Department of Public Health.
Yeah, because as I remember, Ernie, I mean, you were one of the loud voices against some of the powers given to Steve Stenger and the way he abused some of those powers. Many people see Sam Page doing the same thing here with the blessing of county council.
Well, I don't think he has the blessing of it. I think what at least from my perspective anyway, I wanted to make sure that what we pass has got not just a chance, but is undefeatable if challenged in a court of law, and has to be enforced by the county counselor's office without any excuse whatsoever. If we had moved forward with the two bills last night, they could have sat there with their arms folded and said, sorry, based on current case law, those bills are not enforceable and we're not going to enforce them, which would have left the council with the prospect of suing to have them enforced and likely losing. So it seemed to me to make the more prudent course was to correct the legal infirmities in both bills, put them back in front of the council, and then let's see what happens,
which is
what I intend to do.
Sure. Do you understand the frustration of the parents? I mean, clearly you heard their frustration through the comments that were read yesterday, but for many of them, this is a time crucial issue to try to get the county executive's attention here. They see their kids being robbed of not only education, but the opportunity to maybe perform athletically for scholarships for college. And they look at every county around them, and they're all doing this safely, apparently, with no ill effects health-wise that I've heard of. There's a sense of urgency here.
Without question. And again, the reason that I voted the way I did was so that when we do pass something, we've got an ordinance that cannot be ignored, that has to be enforced. If we had gone forward last night, their frustration would have been compounded because nothing would have happened with respect to the county executive honoring and adhering to the ordinances passed by the council. If and when, and I expect that to be in the next week, we pass legislation that creates ordinances that he cannot avoid, that are legally sound, then we're going to essentially change course here. But I just didn't feel that pursuing legislation and passing it that had no chance of being enforced was worth the effort. I thought the effort was much better spent revising the legislation so that it cures those legal issues and we can move forward.
Now, we had an issue in Wildwood when I was on the council out there one time with the question over whether or not the county councilor works for the county executive or for the county council. Is Beth Orwick's ruling on this at issue here, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I've been a longtime critic of the charter in that respect, and I'm on record on that for years, that the council needs to have its own legal team, but we don't right now. So there is obviously at least the appearance of a problem with respect to a county councilor that works at the discretion of the county executive. I do believe Ms. Orwick is an ethical person. I read her brief and with respect to those two bills, and I don't disagree with the analysis. What I want to do is address those infirmities, cure it, and then let's get an ordinance that she'll have to enforce and won't have a choice about it.
Yeah.
But you're right. They've a long time said that the council needs its own attorney. I tried desperately to get the Charter Commission to put that on the ballot for the voters and went nowhere.
Ernie Trick is my guest, a county councilman from District 6. Just to be clear here, the bill that was introduced and got defeated last night was a revised version of this bill. Would the original version of this bill have passed muster, do you think?
Well, yes. You remember, both of those bills, the original ones, called for initiatives to be placed on the ballot for the voters to decide whether or not the charter should be amended to permit limits on and restraints on the county executive's authority. Had those bills gone forward and we placed that initiative on the ballot, there would have been no problem. The problem last night was that it changed from that to ordinances. And in fact, that's one of the issues, was that the charter requires that sub-bills have to pertain to what was germane in the original bill. Well, what was germane in the original bill was a charter amendment, not an ordinance. So that was one of the problems. And so that's, again, like I said, there was, unfortunately, legitimate question as to whether or not the bills as written were going to be legally sustainable. So I've already submitted the request to the county counselor's office to revise that legislation to cure those legal infirmities. I expect to introduce it next Tuesday and move it as quickly as I can through the council. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I expect to get close to a unanimous vote.
Well, interesting, because you got Rita Days to switch over and vote last night. I wonder, though, if this had to go to the ballot, that still doesn't fix the problem of some immediate remedy for these parents. Are you frustrated, or do you agree with how Sam Stinger has Sam Stinger? I'm conflating the names. Are you frustrated with how Sam Page has handled this whole thing?
I'm as frustrated as anybody. I want to rein him in as much as anybody, but I want to do it in a way that we have every expectation that we're going to succeed.
All right. Ernie, listen, I appreciate you giving me some time this morning. We'll talk. Maybe we can talk again next week.
Love to. Call me anytime. It's always great to talk with you.
All right. Appreciate that. That is County Councilman Ernie Trink is down there in District 6 explaining his vote last night. I know a lot of parents were frustrated by it. He says there's a legal issue with the bill.
Get more at 971talk.com.